following is a recording of a meeting with His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj on November 7th, 1977 in Sri Vrindavan Dham, India.
Don't strain for collecting, then spiritual progress will be hampered. That's a fact.
Architect at Mayapur, he said that the temple that's inside the big temple, that could be opened up to the public within 3 years by having just some type of false ceiling, because, and then the upper stories, work can go on. That means within 3 years people could start visiting the temple and using it, which would also be a big inspiration to the public. And then the upstairs and complete outside would be completed.
Very good idea. And different name is impacted.
Bhaktivedanta Swami Charity Trust.
Each of the, like Goshala, Handloom, these can be separately formed into societies, which would be easier for bookkeeping and management anyway. And each of those societies can purchase the land on which their Handloom or Goshala, whatever it is, they can purchase that land in that name.
Yeah.
Krishi Gaurakshya, Bhumi Trust.
Mr. Chaudhary tried, but now he's been transferred from the development commissioners, now he's the transport commissioner. So now all he can do is give us he gives us tax-free vehicles. He can't give us the land.
Tax free?
Yeah, our vehicles in Bengal, we don't pay any road tax. He's the transport commission. But now he's no longer development commission. And if the government gives us some land on acquisition, we'll take. But I don't think they'll give a big amount. Neither we should wait for them.
No. That's also utopian.
When they see we drink something, they automatically want to also.
And that bridge is a good idea, pontoon bridge.
Because so many tourists are coming, the local MLA, he told me, now there's thousands and thousands of people coming. This last weekend, there was, at any time, you could see hundreds of people walking on the road to take darshan.
Yes.
So now the local lady wants to build some guest house on his own, the government, where they're going to serve meat and other things. So that's why our temple, we want to, we're getting our guest house all straightened up. If we have a restaurant, then we'll be able to take all the tourist traffic.
So why don't you have a restaurant?
Well, that was supposed to be done this year, with, but then the Bombay took all the funds. Probably sanctioned it already last year. That's a good idea. But Mayapur has become very popular. This is all due to your efforts, Srila Prabhupada. Simply due to your efforts, Mayapur and Navadvip is becoming so much more famous and popular. We want to make the Mayapur temple so beautiful and make the city so nice that not only the Queen of England and the President of the United States, but even the Russian and Chinese leaders, they'll all have to come to see this. They can't avoid. Will that please Bhaktivinoda Thakur? If all the leaders, all these presidents and kings would come and visit the temple at Mayapur, that would please Bhaktivinoda Thakur?
Seems like your activities, Srila Prabhupada, are so much pleasing to the previous acharyas.
This is the secret you are showing, looking toward satisfying the desires of the previous acharyas.
Tadeva jaganasthiri
bhakti-sanyasa. Tadeva jaganasthiri
bhakti-sanyasa.
We are all bhaktas to live with you, to stand in lotus feet of the Lord. That's good.
We already become famous as spiritual United Nations.
You have given the secret for success.
Also make some improvement in Gopiya Thakur Bhakta.
I was just thinking about that, Srila Prabhupada.
At least repair it nicely. Without any claim of
from the Bhaktivedanta Charity Trust.
This Bhaktivedanta Swami Charity Trust will be very popular, Srila Prabhupada.
Yes.
Amongst the Vaishnavas.
Everyone will glorify your name. It'll be a great pleasure to give them funds from this trust.
If sometime in the future we can, if they are ever agreeable, if we can take the seva of that birthplace, then we should do so.
Yes.
In Malda district at Ramkeli, where Lord Chaitanya first met with Rupa and Sanatana, there is a temple of Radha Krishna that Lord that Rupa and Sanatana Goswami used to worship those deities. Hmm. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur Prabhupada has put a lotus feet of Mahaprabhu there. So we've gone there on two occasions for re-preaching. And they, some local people came and said they would like us to take some, to either take over management or somehow be connected with that, because they felt that it required preaching there. They're very favorable at that point.
Okay.
Say Gaur Mandal Bhumi, that means any of the Leela places of Lord Chaitanya.
Hmm. Not just Navadvip.
No.
Hmm.
Not in Bengal.
Hmm. What about in Jagannath Puri?
That is Jagannath.
Hmm.
That is Puri.
It is your great mercy, Srila Prabhupada, that you're allowing us to do a little helping to you in your service to the previous acharyas. We are completely fallen without any spiritual credit, but still you're allowing us to help you in a little way.
Without your intervention, we would have no hope.
Where is Jayapataka's mother?
Where is Jayapataka's mother?
She's in California. Chitsukananda Prabhu says that you said you saw her in Los Angeles? She's coming to the temple?
Mm-hmm.
My mother?
Yes.
What is she doing?
She's coming. There's another lady, Mrs. Forcash.
Mm.
And she's been working with Mrs. Forcash. And she's been attending the programs and also organizing for good publicity for the movement all over America. And she's been attending any major functions that we do. Like, we had a major function with all the important people of Los Angeles, movie stars, directors, politicians. And so she also assisted, and she was preaching, speaking about Krishna consciousness.
She's becoming a devotee.
Yes, very much.
Is also that connected with the fans for Krishna? That's one fans group? Parents for Krishna.
Parents for Krishna, yes. She assists in that Parents for Krishna group.
That is your magic touch, Srila Prabhupada. Anyone who contacts you becomes a devotee. You're just like the associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Whoever saw them.
You are a lady, a good lady. Otherwise, how you can have such a nice family?
I asked if she had met you, Prabhupada. I asked Jayataka's mother if she had met you, and she said,
"You pause yes. for that, lady." Body and mind thereof.
I remember some parents used to come to the Prabhupada in Los Angeles while we were sitting in the garden in the evening. Just once in a while some parents would come and appreciate you so much that you have trained their sons and daughters to become a human being.
Tenants?
The parents.
Oh.
Used to come in Los Angeles in the evening while you were sitting in the garden.
Who's that?
In Los Angeles?
In Los Angeles.
Oh.
One day you'll be celebrated for saving the whole world, Srila Prabhupada.
Every day, Srila Prabhupada, I receive so many letters praising your divine grace, how you have saved so many fallen souls.
Even this Kaviraj, he said that he has 7 patients in Calcutta who are about to die. But he said they're all materialists, so if they live or die, it doesn't matter much. Therefore, so he said if Prabhupada stays on the planet, then so many hundreds, thousands, countless living entities will get devotional service, get liberation, get elevated. That's why he's dropped those patients to come here. You're the most important. You're the pure devotee.
It's amazing to think, Srila Prabhupada, that 10 years ago you were living in Radha-Damodara temple and just conceiving all of this. Now Krishna has arranged everything. You were sitting alone, having to draw your own water, doing your own typing. Everything you had to do yourself. And now gradually the whole world is coming to assist you in serving Krishna. It is most wonderful.
Still we are not able to serve properly. You have to show us continuously. We are so unfortunate we are not able to serve you properly.
Everyone is knowing of your glories, Srila Prabhupada.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is knowing of your glories. I was coming in a truck from the airport in San Francisco, and one policeman pulled me over. Mm. And he ran an investigation, and then he came back and said, I know this isn't right, but do you have any books by Prabhupada? So he pulled me over just to get one of your books. And later on I saw him, and he and his friend, he was a sergeant, and they were reading your book at a liquor store.
The policeman pulled him over. He was in a car, Srila Prabhupada. He thought he was going to be arrested, but the policeman said, I'm pulling you over to ask for one of Prabhupada's books.
Evil.
He said that he used to go through the airports all the time and get your books, but he hadn't been through the airport in so long he was feeling the separation. So he had to pull us over because he saw we were devotees so that he could ask for some of your books.
In Los Angeles at the Spiritual Sky Incense Company, there are so many karmic workers also assisting in Spiritual Sky business. So actually they were just coming to work every day without any change of heart. But we started, the receptionist started giving perfect questions, perfect answers to the people who work there. And this one man who's a theologian who works there in the bookkeeping department read your book, and he says, this man speaks perfectly. He says he has no fault. Everything he says is completely right, perfect. So now they're coming to the temple now because they've read your book. Otherwise they didn't want to associate, but now they've read this book, Perfect Question, Perfect Answers, and they're coming to the temple. They take prasad, they become very submissive, all the workers.
Now that your books are being printed in Hindi, in Calcutta, one of our life members, Mr. Tulsan, he got your Hindi Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita, and he's began reading. And now he's said his whole life is transformed. He said that never he found anywhere that the knowledge was presented so simply and so clearly. All the pandits he could never understand. So now he's become so enthusiastic, he's purchasing 4 rooms in Mayapur.
Wow.
2 for himself, and he's making 2 relatives purchase. And every month he comes out with his family, with the whole family. Instead of going to other recreation, he said, we'll go to the temple. And he brings a big basket of fruit, and he comes out, and they stay for the weekend, and they all attend Mangal Arati.
Forum, which side? New?
New building or the old one?
He's going to purchase, I think, 2 rooms in the old building and then maybe 2 rooms in the new building. He'll have his friends purchase.
They like the new building also?
Yes.
I think we'll have to build more buildings soon, Srila Prabhupada.
Another long building.
Prabhupada was saying that Tirtha Maharaj, his brother, says that our gate alone is worth all the other temples. The red gate alone. When I told Srila Prabhupada that people say that our new building is like a worth, you know, a whole train, Prabhupada said a double train.
When one of the communist papers is writing a critical report about us, then they said that they even have a building that's longer than the writer's building. How they have done this shamed our state building.
The gate is bigger than the governor's gate, and the building is longer than the writer's building. Krishna is first. When we build that temple, it will. Then everyone will simply be silent. That will end all comment.
It already has. Yeah.
Before I came to India, Prabhupada, I was one Saturday night in Los Angeles about 3 weeks ago. We had a big Mahasankirtan, big chanting party, because President Carter was coming to Los Angeles. So we got there about 30 minutes before he was coming, and we went with about 125 devotees from New Dwarka. We went chanting through the street right in front of his hotel room. So he came in from the back way, but it was known to us that he heard the chanting, and all the main people from the government saw this chanting of Hare Krishna. We were chanting very nicely, dancing in the street, and everyone was protesting something different, but we were just happy and joyful, and everyone could see that this is positive, this is the best thing. Everyone is griping about something, but we are all happy, we have no complaints. So we think that President Carter heard this kirtan party.
He's supposed to come to India this month.
We were noticing now the headline in America in the Newsweek or some magazine was that America is going right. Now people are protesting against abortion, they're demanding that leaders be moralistic, it is a whole trend now. And so we see that just because Your Divine Grace has begun book distribution and preaching in the West, in America, that now the people, they're becoming more, good qualities of goodness are automatically coming about just because of your preaching.
At one big fair, Prabhupada, we were distributing your books, And after the fair was over, so many people were coming out, so we surrounded the truck with stacks of books and passing them out. And pretty soon after all the books were gone, the people started rocking the truck. They were surrounding it, asking for one of your books. They were demanding that they have one of your books.
Kobe Dodge has come.